Everyone's trying to build a real estate portfolio, but many of them are making these key rookie mistakes. Are you making one of these mistakes?
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Talk about the five biggest real estate portfolio mistakes. Number one is trying to time the market. Everyone thinks they have a crystal ball. Everyone's forecasting, oh, it's going to go up, it's going to go down, we're at the bottom of the market. They're reading analyst forecasts and they're coming up with their own ideas. But you know what? For building a real estate portfolio, it's all about the long term. It's all about value investing. So if you watch my other videos about looking for the criteria and what's a good investment, if you follow the economic fundamentals, you won't need to time the market, because the market will go up and down, but in the long run, it will be up. And you don't need to focus on buying at the absolute bottom or, oh, am I buying at the absolute top? Because you're holding it for the long run. So most rookie investors make the mistake of trying to time the market, and it hinders them from taking action and getting into the market. Number two rookie mistake is trying to buy the perfect property. My mentor said to me, perfection hinders productivity. And I think perfection is for the poor. Execution is for the rich. How many people do you know who have lost opportunities because they were trying to get all their ducks in a row? Everything had to be lined up, all their dots, all their T's crossed, all their I's dotted. And because they were trying to spreadsheet everything and analyze everything to death, they missed out on the opportunities. They missed out on the trends, the waves. That's a huge real estate portfolio mistake, trying to buy the perfect property. See, I'm not telling you to buy crap. I'm telling you to buy solid real estate investment properties and don't focus on timing. Obviously, people think buy low, sell high. But if you're holding for the long run, just buy it if it fits what you're looking for. And don't focus on buying that perfect property. Buy the property that fits your needs and pull the trigger. Do you think it's better to have five decent properties or one perfect property? The third biggest rookie mistake when it comes to building a real estate portfolio is doing it without a dream team. It's not working with the right realtor, not working with the right mortgage broker, not having an accountant to support you, or a lawyer or a home inspector, basically not working with the right people. You might have the right property, but if you don't have the right team to help you execute it, you will lose the deal. And even if you get the deal, you won't be able to manage it properly. That's why it's so important for me to have a dream team, to work with the right people so that we can take care of our clients' needs. Not just me by myself, but I have a mortgage broker, I have a home inspector, I have the right accountant, I have the right property manager, I have the right people on my team so that we can offer the best service to my clients. Number four is buying based on emotion versus buying based on numbers and economic fundamentals. Many people lose their shirts in the stock market because they're buying and selling based on emotions. But when it comes to building a real estate portfolio, it's not about emotions. Do the numbers work? Do the economic fundamentals make sense? Does this property meet your needs, short-term and long-term goals as well? If so, pull the trigger. It's not about, oh, well, I don't feel like it. Well, you know, I don't feel like this. It's not about feeling. If the data and the numbers make sense, and it meets your short-term, long-term goals, and it also meets your financial situation, then pull the trigger. The number five biggest rookie real estate portfolio mistake is not having a plan. you don't know your short-term goals, or you don't know your long-term goals. So it's really important to have a dream team. The dream team can help you craft out a short-term, a long-term goal and your needs, and help you and help guide you and help establish this structure for you. Because if you don't have the short-term, long-term goals, then it's really difficult for you to choose a property, because you don't know if it meets what you're looking for. If you don't know what your goals are, you're just basically shooting in the dark, just buying random properties. You don't know if it's right for you because you don't know what the purpose of buying the property is for. What's the goal? What's the short-term goal? What's the long-term goal? What's your needs? Important to have clarity. So number five is not having that plan, the short-term, long-term goal, not having the criteria in your mind, not having the clarity in what you're looking for. Hope you found value. Are you making these kinds of mistakes? Or maybe you're making other mistakes that are really costing you big time in your journey of building a real estate portfolio. I'd love to read about it and hear about your story. Comment in the comment section below. And many of you are watching my videos, but you're not subscribing to the channel. So I encourage you today, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you'll be notified of future videos, and I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.